This podcast is part of the Neverland Network, where faith meets video games, movies, and fun. Find more shows like this at neverlandpodcast.com.
Hello, and welcome to finally another edition of Watching Movies with My Pastor. It has been a very, very long time. Oh, no, and, the computer said we were having performance issues. Those of you on YouTube, finally we get a chance to use some video. I'm hoping this is going to work out good, and you're going to get to see this on YouTube, and you'll actually be able to see us watch the movie, not the entire movie.
Except for
maybe people who are Patreon supporters. You can go, and I will try to get full video on Patreon so you can watch the entire video. I'm hoping with some green screen, you're going to be able to see us, and it'll look like we're sitting in a theater, and this is going to work. This is kind of the goal of what Philip wanted when we started this thing.
Wait a minute, we're not in the theater?
Sure we aren't.
Oh, I was going to say, I thought sure we were.
So, I don't have anything prepared to discuss about this movie that we're going to watch today. Excuse me.
Well, there you go. That's one thing he said.
Yeah. Because we had planned at one point to watch The Natural with the start of baseball season. We weren't able to do that. We were able to watch Jaws here like in July-ish. But here it's football season started. So, out of left field, we're just going to watch Necessary Roughness.
Left field. I thought that was a baseball term.
Yeah. Well. All right. So we came out of the end zone. I don't know. I don't know what you call it at this point. But
off field.
Yeah. We were a little out of bounds.
There you go.
Little offsides. Perhaps.
Offsides.
A little offsides.
Offsides.
But we called an audible.
There you go.
And we're watching Necessary Roughness for Walmart. And I have something that's arrived. It's probably outside on the doorstep that's just arrived from Walmart. Something I was waiting for. Because I'm looking at our computer screen. I guess if I should look directly into this camera here, because that's where I can talk to you.
Look at the camera. Look to the people.
I'm watching the monitor, making sure everything's fine. But so we're going to watch Necessary Roughness. Now, the normal podcast, I will have this edited down. You're only going to get to hear when we talk about stuff. But since I've never seen this one, which was the goal that Philip had, is to have me watch movies I hadn't seen before, I'm probably not going to talk through the movie much. But I'll comment on something, and hopefully we're funny, and I have not gotten a chance to prepare any spiritual aspects because we chose this last minute, so I haven't gotten to do my research, but Pastor Philip may have something that comes to mind.
I'll throw a few things out there about people in the film or whatnot. I'll try not to talk too much, but I can't promise you that because it's me.
Yeah.
But that being said, I was blessed. I got to see this in the theater when I was, I believe, 15 years old.
You remember what year it came out then?
Yeah, 91. And I was, I remember going to seeing this. I was a sophomore. Now, I remember going to see this at the theater with our friend Seth, and it was a lot of fun. And I was also a huge fan of Quantum Leap, and so
Scott Bakula is in this?
Scott, yeah, he's the main character.
Oh, so, I thought like Sinbad.
Sinbad's a secondary.
Then Kathy Ireland is in there.
Jason Bateman.
Wow,
and a few others that you'll notice. You'll see him. You're like, I know him. You'll see him when you see him. You're like, oh, because this is chopped full of those side characters. They're big, but they're not so big that you just know them by name necessarily. Yeah. But you know their faces. It's got a whole bunch of those 90s, 80s, and even 2000s people like that. But it's a lot of fun. And it's PG-13 because of crudeness for the most part.
Yeah.
But not a whole lot of language, especially nowadays. Nowadays, Pertinent rated G.
Sinbad likes to keep his movies clean. I like Sinbad. You know,
no, I'm not saying, again, there is language, but it's a funny film. I've been watching, I watch it almost every year at football time.
Mm.
It's like I do a lot of things.
Tradition.
Tradition.
And now I get to be a part of it.
Yeah, you're going to like it.
And you all get to watch with us, provided you are on YouTube. All right. I need to turn back on my controller here. But I am about to fire off this movie. And it will be, and hopefully I might have to read just audio just a little bit as we go.
I hope you like it.
We go. We're starting in Necessary Roughness. If you're starting the movie with us, I've already got the Paramount screen started up, and go now.
I just remembered the reason why it's PG-13.
Well, I'll get there, I guess.
It's some language at the end, I remember.
Okay. Oh, there we go. Now I hear it good.
Mm-hmm.
Scott Bakula.
Always liked him,
Oh, Robert Loggia, even.
Yeah, I love him.
Yep.
He was great.
Don't know Harley Jane Kozak. Larry Miller. I know. Yeah. I think I know who that is.
You'll see him. You'll know. As soon as you see him.
Sinbad. Yeah, he's kind of the balding dude.
Yeah. Yeah, that's him.
Don't know that guy. Rob Schneider, yes.
You'll love him.
You man. Can do it.
Yeah, before all that.
Yeah, Jason Bateman.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of digging the music. Kathy Ireland, there we go. Well, is he an old retired quarterback?
You'll see. I don't want to give anything away too much, but you can see.
Nice.
This means a lot to me. Because Seth and I, my buddy Seth, we used to go out there and throw the football around a lot back in these days, especially later. We'd throw it around. This is before the days of, I was just getting into the NFL. And, man, we'd go out and throw it back and forth in the street.
Yeah.
It was so much fun.
And I couldn't. Oh, Bill Conti did the music. Nice. Bill Conti. I couldn't catch worth a darn. I have no athletic ability.
So much fun back in the day.
The benefit of the edit, so it looks like he's hitting it right in the chest every time.
This is right before, in our days, we're Chiefs fans.
Yeah.
This is just a year or two before, well, a couple years before, Joe Montana came in, and that I went from being a Chiefs fan to a Chiefs fanatic.
Oh, yeah.
I love the sunset.
That's how we were going to the Super Bowl. I was like, that's all we needed was Joe Montana.
And this is when we would be out there playing football, throwing it back and forth up until this time of night where you're starting to go deep into the sunset. Oh, it was great. Great days.
Boy, and Seth could put some heat on that thing, man. It hits your hands. You'd be like, ouch! He played quarterback in high school, Seth did.
Yeah, he's great.
Oh, that dude.
Mm-hmm.
The staggering list of infractions, including...
That's him.
...recruiting violations...
He's great.
...steroid abuse...
He was even on my own family.
...illegal payments to players, and, of course, grade tampering. The way these guys are going, their yearbook photos will be used as mugshots. Joining us tonight is our guest commentator... The legendary Ed Straight Arrow Gennaro, the man who won five All-Americans off his football.
I wonder if he's related to that lawyer in Jurassic Park.
That guy really was in the Senate at the time. He always played these real big dudes like in Congress or whatever.
Oh, Chris, the penalties. No more monkey business, no more special favors, or else no more football.
Got it.
And that'd be a rough thing for Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Carver Person.
No, I am finished with football.
Look, I'm talking about total control. No pressure to win. Just run a
no pressure to win. Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's college. Yeah, Texas is like, when it comes to Texas, football is, especially college football, it is it. Because it's like, and I'm not just kidding, with Texas, it's like a whole other country. I mean, that's an old statement, but it's true.
They love football.
Oh, especially college.
And yet their NFL team, the Dallas Cowboys, they almost beat the Eagles, though. I was kind of rooting for them.
You know, I respect them.
Yeah.
And they got a couple.
They used to be like America's team back in the early 80s, man. They had a whole show about their cheerleaders.
Another thing Seth and I would do a lot, this song will get stuck in your head. Because, you know, Bill Conti is one of the best.
Bill Conti, yes.
I mean, to this day, the Rocky music, and also, I love this dude.
Oh, is he an opposing coach?
You'll see.
You know, if it wasn't this guy, that'd have been a great role for. He's dead now. He was in Aliens, you know.
Yeah.
He was in Weird Science
Bill Paxton.
Bill Paxton would have been great for that.
Yes. Yes. I like this guy.
Oh, my goodness.
Clean, you know?
Yeah. I've seen him in something.
Me too. I don't remember. Oh, wait a minute. I love that dude.
Yeah.
He's on so many things. I love these dudes. Genius. They heard he was very 90s.
Yeah. Oh!
Right in the noggin.
I was almost on target.
That guy was on a lot of things, including Batman Returns, right in the year next year. The guy threw it to.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, so that guy that he threw it to the first time, he played Christopher Walken's son on.
Oh, yeah.
He was in a lot of football
Time to
movies.
Bring joy to the masses.
That's
Dad.
Right. Yeah. He was good as Christopher Walken's son. He really was.
Yeah.
My exes live in Texas. In the theater, when this was on, everybody busted out and saw it.
Oh, George the Straight.
That's right. You gotta love animals, man. Horses are so beautiful, man. God did a great
thing. I'd like to have one.
Which I told me too. I didn't notice until later on in life, but that's what my name means.
Oh.
My name means lover of horses. But I don't love horse stuff.
Yeah. Well, that was a cow pile.
Oh, cow pile. That's right. Here we go. Now, Jeremy knows this, but I love Scott Beck. I based one of my characters I made years ago off of him.
Yeah.
I just love him. Here we go.
There he is, Larry Miller. That's who I thought he was.
Yeah. He's so good at being a jerk. He's really, really good friends with Jerry Seinfeld.
I hope that Dean's eating his words later.
You know, he's on a diet. And busy.
Oh, yeah. And he's busy. Too easy. Too busy to eat his own foot.
I like this rolling dude, man. He reminds me of some of the wrestlers I've seen.
That brought back flashbacks of Friday night.
Yes.
Now they're going to fight each other.
They're twins there.
They're always shouting.
Dean Elias.
Going to have to give up the smoking if he's going to play football.
That's right, man. You have to give. And you know, the thing
is, he gets his lungs back, though.
You know, that generation was taught differently about smoke.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't understand that. You know, a younger generation a lot of times will judge for what we know now, not what they knew then. They got to understand that. And I'm talking about me, too. You know, things we know now than what others knew earlier about biblical things and more. Looks like a Marlboro commercial, doesn't it?
Yeah, he does.
Even with the... Even with the collar sticking up, you know.
Yeah.
Very not early 90s, late 80s, you know. It could have been 1988, you know. He could have come out there.
Yeah.
Could have been a Pepsi commercial or whatever. Isn't that great?
Good job. He's sucking a little bit of air there.
Yeah. He's a likable guy.
Yeah. Oh, don't drink it! Oh,
I hate to tell you this. I knew someone who did something similar to that one time. It was even worse. This person used a coffee cup, or as a pop cup, forgot that he used it to use the restroom in, and then later on drank. I'm telling you a disgusting thing, just so you'll think thrice about things.
Ooh, that's horrible.
9 West, this way.
Who's your kid? Maybe I know him.
I'm not looking for my kid. I'm looking for my room.
Dude.
Whoa, a 40-year-old freshman?
Yeah. Maybe he knew L.
I kind of felt like that when I went back to school.
Sure. I always loved the white.
I wasn't quite 40, though.
No. Well, he wasn't quite, really. Yeah. He was probably about 37. But I liked the whiteness hair that came up there. It's cool looking.
Well, that's a big old cowboy there.
Well, that's that dude we were talking about.
He's a big dude.
Yeah, a year later. I like that guy. You can put MC Hammer in the background on this one.
Oh, golly. Yeah.
Here we go. I love this.
That big center guy.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Look at that big old Samoan looking dude.
Excuse me.
He looked like he could have been a wrestler.
Can I get you anything?
He really does.
Another pillow?
Could have been related.
Tea? Maybe something comfortable to wear.
I like him already.
Yeah. Looks like he could have been related to The Rock or someone.
We're taught to respect.
There is probably a ladder, though. Oh, he's going to boost him up. Oh.
I love these old kind of movies where you get to know all the characters. Yeah. You start to get to like them for who they are. That's the way people are in life, you know. You don't want to judge a book by its cover right away.
Oh, he missed it.
Oh, that was painful.
Right through his hands, too. Come on, dude.
Like Little
Giants. So they said he's more of a hurdler, a track star guy, because he got out there quick, but he
remember Little Giants?
Kick.
That was a good show. I got that, too.
I think I saw that one. That was a long time ago.
That's
Rick Moranis is the coach?
Yeah, I had that, too. Yes, I had that as well.
I think I saw it at least once.
I try again.
I can relate to that guy. That's about what I'm like trying to catch a ball.
Again.
Oh, I feel this every time he drops that ball.
Oh,
I feel it.
Yeah. I feel it rubbing on his hand like this. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that hurts.
Well, I feel it just because that's me, oh, man. Yeah. That's totally me.
Well.
Oh.
Oh, there it is. At one time, I could catch pretty darn good, but now I don't feel all the sand.
Yeah,
so.
Your hand don't work. My hands just never worked.
Set. It's not the hands as we know.
Oh, you can't do that. Oh, no. There's three penalties. I don't think that's allowed, dude.
No, sir.
It was effective. Yeah, it's a wonderful life, huh?
Basically.
Yeah.
That's basically right. He was George Bailey at the moment.
Yeah, he was. Yep, got to rebuild that lung capacity, Mr. Smoker. Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of where I'm at right now. Going back to the gym and I'm doing slowly. It's basically, for you don't know, I used to go to the gym every time. I can't do that anymore, so I just started over this last week. Slow but sure.
I wish I was doing more than 2 days a week myself.
Well, I'm doing two this last, I'll start doing three. But anyway, I'll never go back to where I was. Six a week and hours. Oh. 1 hour. Can't do that anymore.
I was just hitting the head by a racquetball.
She was on a lot of movies, like, honey, it was
Should
a,
I have my ball?
Oh, yeah. What was that movie? There was a lot of movies she was on back in
yeah,
the
Yeah, she looks familiar.
80s and 90s. The one that I think is Parenthood, she was on that.
Mm.
In fact, she was a.
Didn't see that movie either.
Rick Moranis's gal in there.
This reminds me, I was actually older than a couple of my teachers. And when I went back to school, I made a Conan the Barbarian joke, and one of them didn't get it.
I know I'm old. And here's the thing. Even when I wasn't older, my humor and style is because I relate more with people in the 1940s or 50s sometimes.
He's not going to tell her he's a student, is he?
No, he's not. Sorry, I didn't.
He even creaks when he winks.
Yeah, he's such a jerk. He's so good at it.
Wally, right?
You can call me Walter.
And Walter.
He's old.
That subtle eyebrow thing.
Yeah, pardon me for being old school and not being a biblical man here in this sense. It makes you want to punch a guy, you know?
Ugh. Reach out the right hand of fellowship.
That's not a biblical thing for me to say. It's not spiritual at all. But that's what they're going for, too. The villain. Good villain. Watch this. Oh, that's rough. Can you imagine
it's like,
that?
Did I stutter?
Can you imagine that? How rough that'd be for as a player? You have to do offense and defense. Woo!
Didn't Bo Jackson do that sometimes? There's been some players that would do that. They can play
Bo knows all.
Bo knew all, yeah.
That was in these days, by the way, the Bo knows.
Oh, my goodness.
Look at this idiot.
Where's your helmet?
I know that actor, too. I can't think of where I know him from. Or knew him from, because it was back then.
Oh, now I bet he's in her class.
I recognize that, and one part of the shirt in, one out. I was that way this morning.
Everything, or will there be a lot outside reading?
How should I know?
Well, aren't you the professor?
No, 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 sweetheart. That's not the prof. That's the bloody quarterback.
Excuse me. You don't teach athletics?
I don't think I ever actually used
Oh, coach, you. I don't think we survived that crash. That's who that guy is.
That's it.
From Beetlejuice.
Fine, have a seat, mister.
I suggest you cop some shade. And I know what some of you are thinking right now. Mr. Krim, will this help me get a job when I graduate? No, but they made me watch this film as a freshman, so now you must watch it.
Gotta love Sinbad.
Sinbad for that. Keep praying for him. He's had some strokes, but he's getting better, slow but sure. He went out and did some comedian stuff since.
Chapter 8 on gravitation.
Good Christian dude.
Mm-hmm.
His daddy was a pastor.
Cool.
Armor the armadillos, man. I've been reading about you. Yeah. Now, what is your interest in celestial mechanics?
Well, it's either this or home ec.
So did they go to high school together then? It seems to me like they implied it, but they didn't say
the same. Not the same high school, perhaps, but another high school. Yeah. That they were in. Yeah.
They knew each other to some degree, or knew of each other.
Yeah.
I want you mean. I want you nasty. I want you to draw me.
I feel like that would be me.
Get your ass out of here.
Use
a yeah.
All right, next.
He's great.
Oh, Krim's in there.
Here we go, man.
Go get him.
Andre does not eat raw meat because Andre is a vegetarian.
Eat whatever the hell you want, Andre.
Are the teachers allowed? Well, no, I guess he's a student, though, too.
Yeah.
Because he's working on his doctorate.
That's right.
So he's a student and a teacher. I had a professor, one of the ones that was younger than me, the one that didn't know get my Conan reference, was working on his doctorate.
There's our man. Young he is. He was still doing Saturday Night Live at the time.
Making copies.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only guy in the press box, too.
Yeah.
Dude.
That's awesome.
Normally, you'd have the class of people who are studying the sports stuff that we'd be filling the press box. I know that from experience because that's one of the classes I did was sports broadcasting.
You can see he's wearing that little robe.
I even did some color commentary and some play-by-play that I have the audio of. Oh, there's the twins.
Mm-hmm. Look at, ooh.
Yeah,
ew.
You can see him. You'll recognize him when Batman Returns.
Is this year four? Yeah. Is it? Ew, yeah. Oh, son. Don't
spit
fall.
It out, son. Yeah, spit it out. Not in your helmet.
You were in those days. The pumping.
Pumping it up.
Military one.
Yeah.
It's the
dog. I remember the Rush Limbaugh pictures.
Yeah. The war was over by then, 100% but hey.
100%
Samoan. But Baron.
I just know they're going to get squashed this first game, though. Because you never will start out winning, you know, right away. Usually in these movies.
It makes you wonder if Bill Conti got to write the theme for the other school even, you know, kind of a little fun.
Yeah, it's like you got the other team, the other schools got their other players.
Yeah. Play.
They got all their crowd people showed
it's
up.
It's not like they're real
and
schools.
And nobody in the stands hardly for them. Oh my goodness. It says a home game that's like a visitor game.
Yeah.
So that's what a male cheerleader is supposed to do, like not shaking his hips.
Yeah, that's right.
We won't get into that.
No, no. But I know what you're saying. It's true.
Goodness sakes.
Back then, you could be honest and be truthful. Not just honest.
Yeah.
Reality.
We have the home field advantage.
Yeah, you do.
The
sure.
Alamo is the home field.
Texas reference.
So that's what a male cheerleader is supposed to be able to do. Catch a girl, Bill Tosser in the air, and you know you need some strong, real dudes. And, okay. But
and there are usually in shape. The ones I've seen.
Not what they're what Minnesota's been showing.
No.
Anyway. Whole other issue.
Boom.
Sergeant Wilkerson takes the ball the
But there's
He's
a lot
good
there's a lot of trust between like the male the cheer I think you're not a cheerleader, you have a different name as the male, but there's a lot of trust that you would have. So that would, you know, those girls already like and trust you. You got a chance. So
you
want to date
trust
you.
Them.
Because there's got to be a lot of trust because you got to put your hand to hold their
well,
up.
It's also just like these people here, the team, the football team.
Yeah, leader, that's what they call them.
In the football team, you have to, good heavens, you have to trust your team members.
Oh, yeah. Getting back to the speaking of the team and not just the
yeah
leaders and the cheerleaders. But it would have been kind of fun. I'm kind of over the top sometimes anyway. I probably could have been good at that. Who knows?
I wanted to be a football player. But when I felt like God told me not to, and they found out,
and then you had the
tumor.
Later, so,
I had a tumor; it would have killed me.
I had thought about going out for football, but I was like, "Who am I kidding? I got no athleticism, and I'm a skinny guy."
You could have done that.
I didn't know that I had this talent so much at that point in my life. I mean, I was recording stuff on cassette tapes all that time. But
I like a comment he said that he's talking about Scott. Him, he said Paul. I mean, Paul Blake was the only member. Of the football team who's still alive, were alive when the Beatles were around.
Oh. Come on, Featherstone. Come on, buddy. Catch the ball. Catch it, buddy. Come on, buddy. Oh, Dan Nevitt.
Dag Nevitt. I like that.
I was hopeful he would make the catch. Featherstone's going to have to come through in a clutch play here later in the movie or something.
We'll get it. Blake, sit down.
Yeah, well, the running game certainly wasn't working.
You see how the other coach's like, that's a bit much.
Mm-hmm. Well, he hasn't gotten the respect of the head coach yet.
Yeah.
They're going to get creamed. Go get him, monk dude.
What's really bad is they don't even get...
You're not allowed to kick people.
What's really bad is they don't get the time to even rest because they're doing both.
Because the Iron Man, yeah. Oof. That's and about what that last Super Bowl felt like
in
Kansas City.
Yes. I even watched it the other night hurt, but it wasn't that bad because they kept close.
Yeah, they were in the game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having a hard time watching that thing on Disney Plus about the Chiefs because it's like, oh, I know how this ends.
Yeah, me too. I watched it.
Maybe, I wonder if he wanted to be a journalist partially in his life anyway.
Maybe.
It was a learning experience, Steve.
Oh, no.
A little conditioning.
This is this is like that movie. By the way, wait till you see some of these players. They were real NFL players at the time. You recognize a couple of them.
Thank you, Dean.
You know him.
Oh, Ditka.
Dick.
I'm a giver. Yeah. Cheerio.
No, not Ditka, but...
Well.
I know you're talking about.
He looks like Mike Ditka, but I guess, yeah, he's not, no. though, is he? Yeah.
No, but he's done a lot of stuff back
then. Yeah. Can't think of the guys. Dick Butkus, was he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got a funny feeling about this. Don't worry, Wally. Dean Elias assured me that...
They're all NFL people. I can't remember their names right now. Yeah. But you'll recognize one of them. He says, let's get it on. You'll recognize him.
How do you do?
Is that John Elway?
That was before John Elway. That was Jim. Jim Kelly, was it?
Yeah, Jim Kelly.
Yeah.
Why was I thinking John Elway? I don't know.
There's similarities.
It's been a long time ago, man. Oh my gosh.
Oh, 91.
Yeah, it's been a long time ago. Goodness. I hope that update isn't going to interfere with our video recording. Oh, he looks familiar too.
Yeah, that was.
I think I swallowed a finger. Oh.
He gave him a finger to go with it. Yeah, I can't think of his name right now. He was.
I know that dude, though.
Look how young Jason Bateman was.
Yeah.
This was right out of
Valerie's family or whatever.
Valerie's family, and then it became. The Hogan family.
The Hogan family.
Welcome to Billy Bob's.
Billy Bob's. Just sound. This is before Billy Bob Thornton was really well known yet.
Mm.
But it sounds redneck. Yeah. I like it though. It's country of Billy Bob.
Oof.
There he is.
Yeah.
Now, it's Texas. That's about as cowboy as you can get.
Yeah. We don't ride no mechanical bull. We get the real thing.
That's right. Uh-oh. Now, these guys look 90s if no one else does.
Yeah.
He's got the Texas shirt on there.
Mm-hmm.
That looks like something Garth Brooks would have gotten on it.
Yeah.
This is when Garth Brooks was really starting to hit him big. This is one of my favorite parts. That jaw.
Yeah.
I love this part.
Uh-oh. You mess with one member of the team, you mess with the whole team.
You know the time of this type of movie. It used to be like this.
Oh, there he showed up.
I'm going to buy you a beer. Okay, and we can forget this whole little incident ever happened. It's on me.
It's about to be on you. I knew it. You try to be nice sometimes.
Oh,
Oh, he's got a scar, I just noticed, under his nose.
Yeah, he had what would they kind of, they end up calling it the hair lip or yeah. whatever, you know, where he has the, they had to have his lip sewn properly and fixed.
Poor guy.
You know, there's kids around the world that don't get that
no,
without
they don't.
Help.
Poor guy. Still a good attractive man. I heck.
Well, you know, Joaquin Phoenix has
Yeah, he's awesome.
Oh, ooh, dude didn't even hardly feel it. Oh, crap.
He's got that flat top mirror thing. You bought two of them.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh. Man, drop that dude. Yeah. Get him, Manu, Manu.
I love these cheesy things. This is in the 80s and 90s. Yeah. He always had to have these cheesy fights. You know? Woo. Burt Reynolds movies are always like this, too. He always had to have it. It's like
they get in there, big old cowboy. You know? Yeah, it's good spot for you. Oh, man, he got both of us. Yeah, the martial arts guy. Get in there, dude.
There we go.
Bow to him a little bit.
Give a little bow. Ooh. Connected. There we go.
Oh, I love Manu Manu.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Ooh, big old Samoan dude. Yes.
You put Bo and Luke in that, that's right, you know. Uh-oh. That's painful. There you go.
Yep. Uh-oh. Hi, Sheriff.
I love it. I know these things are corny, but I like them.
Yeah. Know? Now they're in trouble because they were on a probation and everything and because of the previous team.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Well, 8 games in, they ain't, this season is not going to be a good a thing anyway. No. They got to go for next season. Yep.
Well.
If they get to play next season. Oh, but now they're buddies with the other team.
Yeah, you'll see, yeah.
That was a bonding experience with the team, though.
Yeah, it was. They're thinking of him as a leader now.
Yeah. He stuck up for his boys. Oh, man, look at that old school laptop typewriter thing,
looking
man.
At that. That's one of the first ones, wasn't it? Maybe I'm wrong.
Could be. Could be. I mean, with that tiny screen.
Or was that an electric typewriter?
Well, but see, it's not got paper, so I mean, it's typed on a screen. You could probably hook it to a printer, but it would be like a type of a laptop. Word processor.
Are you telling me this is all about a grudge?
A grudge? No. I cut your picture out of the sports page. I made my girlfriends drive past your farm with me. I used to call your house and hang up. I was nuts about you. Is it hot in here? Can we take a walk?
That's a lot to confess.
Mm-hmm. Especially 16 years later.
Yeah.
16 years seemed like an extremely long time when I was watching this. Yeah, I was only 15 years old, you gotta understand. But now, 16 years
blink
seems like
eye,
a,
man.
You barely move. Laughing his thoughts. She was so young then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, oh, it's pretty. I always liked her eyes.
Yeah.
And when it came to brown hair, I always liked the brown hair had a little bit of different types of brown, different shades.
Yeah.
Snap the ball, damn it!
He's a little bit smitten. Give him a minute.
Yeah.
Manu, Manu, hike me the ball.
Manu, come on, dude.
She's always so pretty. She's always so cute.
That's a little bit of cute with each other there. Yeah. I kind of wonder about them two already. That'd be kind of cute. And then it rains.
Well, when it rains,
it pours. I think Manu Manu's got a little crush. Because, of course, he does.
Well, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
She's beautiful. But, or what? Well, it is, honestly.
Yeah.
But here's the thing.
Beautiful person that she is.
That's what I'm going to say. I've met many a pretty lady and on the outside.
Oh, this homecoming and raining.
Who seem ugly on the inside. Yeah. Then I've met some who are pretty on the outside, more beautiful on the inside. I've seen some who, if you judge just on the outside, you wouldn't think much, but they're so beautiful on the inside. They're so beautiful on the outside because of it. I like
still
the respect.
Calling Mr. Blake. Yeah,
that's a good respect. I like respect like that. That's great.
Because remember, like, the first project I worked on was one girl. Very nice girl and everything. I got to work with the first project and the thing. And I was trying to how old I was. Like, oh, you're the same age as my dad. I'm like, thanks.
But you see, that's just it. But, I don't get mad when people call me sir and all that. And stores, I'm always nice. I was like, thank you. Because I know what they mean So, you know. Oh, no. I forget.
She's a nice girl. She was pregnant with her first kid. Her husband was in the military.
Praise the Lord.
Can't think of her name off the top of my head. Although we follow each other on Facebook. I think she's a good Christian girl, too.
The guy back here.
She's nice.
Shut up, you jerk, he says.
Yeah.
They don't know what to say. They're all like, suck, you know.
Field goal.
They're cute already.
They are. I like it. One thing I enjoy about football, and not just football, other sports too, I love when you look at the names of all the people who make the uniforms and all.
Yeah.
A lot of people going to work to make things, you know.
Don't get nervous. Is that the only way you can score? Shut up, or you will anger me. Clock stop, but just.
I feel like in the water boy, we'd be like 93.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's time for just one last play.
Tie.
Dude, that's roughing the kicker.
Yeah.
Welcome to football.
Get him, Manu.
They
gotta hold him back.
Watch this.
That's a penalty.
Watch this. Welcome to football, I said.
Welcome to football.
He'd be wearing a cup though. But that's totally like after the kick is gone, you are not supposed to touch that kicker. So that's a big penalty.
Mm. Yeah, you'd be in some serious trouble.
Yeah. Well, wait, don't they have to play overtime?
It's different in college.
I guess
especially
so.
Then.
So it's a tie game, you just take it.
Yeah, you just take it in college.
Yeah. I think this will pick up more of a next season. Maybe they'll have a big winning year or something, I guess.
So that's what I kind of like, though, on this movie. It's not about being the champion. I like what he says.
I'm not going to go halfway across campus just to take a shower. I'm an armadillo, just like the others.
You're an armadillo, but not like the others.
Yeah.
You got
He's
going
to guard the entryway like that, isn't he? Yep.
You're okay, Manu.
He's like, I am not turning around. I'm not looking over my shoulder. I'm going to be good. I thought for a second she was actually taller than him, but she's wearing heels.
Yeah, that's probably the case.
Yeah.
I mean, I
understand how that works, though.
Yeah. Well,
I married a six-footer.
Yeah, I understand.
Wrong yet.
So I was saying, it's not that he's wrong, it's how he does it.
Yeah.
He's a good guy. Yeah. He just, people do that sometimes.
Yeah.
And I even say this about Christians at times. I mean, good people, and they're right a lot of times. But it's the,
you have to do it. It could be just a clanging cymbal if you have not love.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's an old Jeep.
Yeah, it is. I'd say that is at the latest, the maybe early 80s, but I probably late 70s. Mm-hmm. It just has a certain look about it. The Jeeps are well made, though.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
He could have been a wrestler.
Yeah. Maybe he is, and maybe just didn't recognize him.
Maybe. Or maybe he wasn't a big-time wrestler, but, you know.
Yeah, she didn't stick up for him the way, he tried to stick up for her.
Maybe she did in a way that he didn't see it, though, too.
But he says, all we have to do is tell him how we feel about each other, and she couldn't reply to that. That's where he's stuck.
Yeah. And he was drinking because of the frustration. That didn't help in his situation with the coach.
Finished grading the exams already? Good. Let me look them over.
What for?
You notice how they added the little sounds that are funny, the little squeaks with him?
It's your integrity.
What are you talking about?
You'd better decide how serious your commitment to academics is.
They know you're the real thing, and so do I.
He get the big whistle.
You can do it, Wally. Just be yourself.
The big whistle.
The big whistle.
I see, I like when you tell a story in a movie and you set things up, you know?
Yeah.
Especially when you don't even realize it. When you're, mm-hmm. Especially when you're watching, you don't realize it. So.
We'll receive.
See, you already got the whole...
There's a Bill Cosby thing where it's, we will receive. It's, yeah, Heather would get that.
You already got the whole giant thing going.
Yeah. Yeah, now it's more advantageous to like the Bud Man. They all defer now these days in the NFL.
I forgot about that, you know?
Yeah.
I was just looking at there's a big boot, an inflatable boot back there, some jeans, and I can't remember what... It seems like it's a brand, but I don't know what it is. It's like for just a split second, recognized a logo that's on the boot, but you don't see it well enough to know.
I wouldn't think a Budweiser would be allowed to advertise at a college game, though.
Maybe not. But who knows? You know,
they paid for the
not trying to sound spot jerky
in the movie.
Probably not trying to sound jerky, but it
did he
is.
Say anything important?
I don't think so. I'm sorry. It is, however, college.
Yeah.
Oh, he's talking about how they're losing real bad. You gonna play before?
Yeah. They've been working at it all season. Come on, brother.
You know how these movies are.
He's got to have his moment.
You always got to give everybody.
Come on, Featherton.
Who you built up in the movie? You got to. Come on, Beetlejuice guy.
Featherstone's off to the race. Featherstone, yeah, not Featherton. Come on, Featherstone. Wide
open. Come on, Feather Juice.
Come on, dude. Oh!
Can he catch the ball?
And the music fires up. And he finally catches the ball.
Oh, my God. Featherstone caught the ball. It's a touchdown. It's 21-13.
First of all, I want all the security guards here fired. But never mind that now. I've brought the books. I've regraded the exams. I was strict but fair.
Time ticking down here in the third quarter.
Nobody cares what you say, Dean.
All right, here we go. Split right, 28 sweep on two. Ready?
He would have to have the name Phil.
I'm getting that Sunday nap mode going on here.
Yeah.
Boom! Hi, boys. I somehow had a feeling that was about to happen.
He kind of earned that one.
Yeah.
He caught the ball.
Yeah.
By the way, you're fired.
Score here puts the game out of reach.
Boy, me and you gonna
cut
that. Move! Oh, the ball's loose!
The ball pops out.
Woohoo!
Get
there it is.
Fumbalaya on the Ruski.
Fumbalurski.
Coach Reed would be proud.
That's right. He's really good in that role, Rob is. And he did a lot of it after, you know, did the film.
Charlie Banks!
Oh, it's an 88 even.
Mm-hmm.
Right in the numbers! Zip! Yeah, man who made it. Finally, man up.
Oh.
There.
It's kind of fun. You get to beat the
number one team,
and they're undefeated. Yeah. What am I going to say? Yeah,
they finally get something in the W column, and not the T or the L.
Yeah, that's right. I love
at the end of the season.
Yes, it's fun. It's kind of like yes. Look at that. It's like the Rocky Balboa thing. It's not that the win. It's the fact that
the fact
go down.
That you got in there.
That's right.
Yeah.
He wins too.
Yeah.
And you know the great thing too about sometimes not getting the love that you want back in the day.
Aww.
Yeah, isn't that great?
It's hard to skip to me.
Sometimes you get the win when you're growing up a little bit, like he did. You got the girl later.
There we go. and I'm just going to turn the sound down in the movie. That way it's not like any song going to call us on this word of copyright. Yeah, so that was Necessary Roughness. First time I've ever watched this movie. Mm. Maybe it was a first for you. Although you really didn't get to see the movie unless you're part of Patreon. And
maybe bits and pieces.
I might even try to censor some of the language. This is going to take me a long time to edit.
Yeah, I imagine.
Yes. There's a lot of language in this
one. There is. You know, it's funny is you get used to things. You almost forget.
Yeah.
I forget because I forgot a lot that was in it because you just get so used to the film, you forget what's there, what's not, you know.
Yeah. Yes, indeedy. So this was not your typical sports movie of the underdog team.
No.
Because they remained the underdog the entire time so much, they didn't suddenly, like, two or three games in, figure out how to win a game.
Yeah.
They didn't figure out how to win a game until the last game of the season, so it was different.
One thing I like about it, it's kind of like certain films that they always have it to where they're horrible, kind of like Major League and other ones where they have, like, they're horrible, but then they just suddenly are able to turn around.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that, except that I like how this one, it wasn't so much that they just didn't lose that last, you know.
For once, you know, they tied one and then they actually win one.
Yeah,
so I kind of
like that because it's, in life sometimes, it's just like with Rocky. I like the fact that with Rocky, it was just that he didn't lose.
Yeah. No one that were going the distance with Apollo.
That's right. And like he says in the second movie of Rocky, he says, I ain't going down no more, Mick.
Yeah.
Ain't going down no more.
Mm-hmm. Ain't going down no more.
That's right. That's great.
It's not standing up there, staying in there. So not a lot of deep character development going on in here, but it's just fun characters.
Yeah.
Everybody felt very minor. Minor character. They all just had like one little thing that was their thing, but it's just silly and just fun.
Well, it was one of those kind of comedies back in the day.
Yeah,
you know?
it was just fun.
Major League type, you know.
I haven't seen that one either.
You have your character, but they're almost like caricatures in a sense.
Yeah, caricatures.
Yeah.
And it's very predictable. You know, you even know it's like, they're going to fake the kick. Yeah, they're going to fake the kick. Yep. We see it coming. That's the way it was, and like, Manu and her, they're going to kind of like, okay, this will be sweet. You know,
those are the kind of movies back in the day, in the 80s and 90s, early 90s especially. But in some ways, unless you have a TV show now where we're actually kind of blessed in that way, you get to have a lot, especially when they bring them all out like on a certain station, you get to build up those characters. But you didn't get it that always back then with situation comedies even. You would have a little bit of character development, not much.
Yeah. And this one, I mean, heck, even the relationship he has with the professor there is kind of... like, and most of it seems to happen off camera.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, because it didn't seem like they had much of a relationship, but apparently had been going on, because this does take place over about probably 3 or 4 months' time,
something like that.
I mean, it is, you know, like up through midterms, so it's going to be an entire.
Yeah, you have like preseason until it's done, yeah.
But actually, you know, you wouldn't really have how college would work. You wouldn't have midterms necessarily. You would be like, your semester is an entire thing. Mm. You know, you don't go for a full year until you have a whole new set of classes, usually.
Yeah.
So, it'd be a little different. So, like,
maybe
it'd be more like finals, but they were talking about a midterm. Yeah. So, you know, but so, I mean, you have to figure there's a lot of stuff that went on during the mid time of stuff, you know, that you don't really get to see, and you don't get a lot of character stuff and everything. But still, it's just a fun watch. It's not going down in the annals as one of the greatest sports movies I've ever seen.
No.
But it's fun.
Yeah.
So, And you got a good cast.
And I enjoyed what they did with the cast. Was that at the time, you had Sinbad had been a part of Different World.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
part of the Hogans. You had
with Jason Bateman.
And you had all the other people. Of course, Scott Bakula.
Unnamed cute redhead.
unnamed cute redhead. She was just cute. And who knows? Some of these people may have been in shows we weren't even aware of or other things. Commercials, because they did that back then. They say, there's a cute kid from some commercial, and they put him in a movie.
Yeah, and Kathy Ireland, my goodness, she's pretty. She was a model or something.
Yeah,
I was making a joke, and you killed it. But that's okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, buddy. I didn't catch that.
Maybe she should be a model
Maybe
or something.
She should be a model.
But, you know, good Christian woman, everything.
Yes.
Does a lot of good stuff. So I like her better now than, like, back then I'd seen her, like, on a late night talk show, and she came off really ditzy. But that, you know, she was also before she was a Christian. If I'm understanding right and getting the timeline. I might be getting something wrong. I don't know her entire history, but I know the person she's become, and she's just really cool. So I like her better as a person than her being, you know, having pretty blue eyes, you know. Because she does, but...
Yeah, she's pretty.
Yeah.
She's pretty, but I also like that she... Now, this is not to insult any other model who became an actress for a while, or whatever, but back in the day, you had can't think of her name right now, Cindy...
Crawford.
Yeah. But you had all these people, and they would try to build them into, basically a sex symbol.
Yeah.
And the problem I had with that was at times that's all they were known for.
Yeah.
And sometimes they'd try to make them into actresses. And even Cindy had a movie. It didn't do very well. Hmm. Not to be cruel about it, but it just didn't. But it's like, man, sometimes they're kind of cruel to the person after it doesn't do well. Like, well, they're not actors. They're not actresses. You got to understand that. They are what they are. You can't always make someone who looks pretty into
into somebody viable. Yeah.
It's like singers sometimes become actors. Sometimes a singer is an actor as well, because they are performers after all. And sometimes they're not. In fact, to be honest with you, back in the 80s, a lot of people would try to perform on videos, and they couldn't do it because it's just not what they are.
Yeah. They're not actors.
No, that's just not that.
But overall, I'd say everybody did a pretty good job for the minor characters that they were. Any spiritual lessons you think we can glean from this?
Well, the only thing I could say is sometimes, as far as him being a quarterback, and the same with Sinbad in this, just because you think you're done, God can take you, and help you to grow through things and use you later on in life. In fact, I dare say that sometimes not becoming what you want to be early in life makes you better.
Yeah. And I would say, I'm suddenly reminded of, because you're building endurance, which builds character and everything. What's Paul list out this whole thing in the New Testament? It's like all these different layers where you just don't give up, and you build character and you build up endurance and you become more Christ-like.
So you're saying Paul of the Bible is telling Paul Blake in this film.
No, right. Now Paul Blake, but Paul of the Bible.
No, but my point is that it's true. Even in my life, I didn't ever think I'm going to be a pastor. God took a lot of things I wanted to do and basically took that out of my way because it would have been a distraction.
Yeah.
And I know at the time it seemed like it was very difficult for me because I thought, I don't get to do this now. I mentioned how I wanted to play football. Then God removed that from me. I couldn't do it physically. It would have killed me, literally. There was other things I couldn't do because of that and other things that God removed it from me. I couldn't see why. I didn't need to see why, but God allowed me and put me in a place that, to be truthful about it, sounds like a horrible thing for me to say. I didn't really want to be a pastor back then because I was immature, and I thought, that don't sound like something I want because I was more interested in what seemed fun. And God, I understand a young person's mind sometimes isn't on a spiritual thing, but God saw what was best for me.
Yeah.
So thank God, literally thank God, we always don't always get what we want at the time, but what we need.
Yeah, sometimes you get what you need.
And in this case, I like how he did what needed to be done to help his father.
Yeah,
later on, just because he didn't...
He's like, all right, George Bailey.
Yeah, just because he didn't go to one when he was younger, he got it later in life.
Yeah.
And in doing so, look what happened. He got a great prize in the relationship with this woman.
Yeah, with this woman who didn't realize had a crush on him from back in high school.
Yeah, I like that little thing.
So, yeah, that's like the weirdest coincidence thing. But I can completely understand that because, I mean, I went to community college and I at least had an associate's degree for a long time and thought that's as far as I was going to ever get. And actually, because I started podcasting, I was like, I do have some skills at this. And I've edited video and stuff that I was like, I want to go back to school, finally. And I was an older student. I was like 20 years older than the other students there. Like him. I was older even than Paul Blake in this. But I went back. I finished my degree. I didn't quit. And now I'm working in that industry. Still making this show right here.
Now, when you were going through it, just out of curiosity, when you were going through it, did it ever make you feel nervous or insecure about going through all that? Did you ever, by the insecure, I mean, did you ever look at the younger people who are there and feel like, man, I feel out of place because I'm older? You know what I mean?
Big kid that I am. Nobody really caught on. They thought I was in my late 20s.
Really? That's cool.
I've had even people that at work that are younger than me that think I'm their age.
That's kind of fun.
I don't act my age. I don't even really look my age. I don't behave myself like I should.
Well,
probably because I don't have any kids, but,
And, that's okay.
But it's also one of the things where I had to be responsible because I was married still at the time, and I had to make sure I'm doing everything to support my wife, and having stuff like Uber, things that I could work with.
He's still married.
I'm still married, yeah.
That's
part of why I didn't go back to school, and heck, I was hanging around Maple Woods even before when Heather showed up, and I wasn't actually a student at the time. But God made way for me to where if I was trying to edit audio and video back in the day, I'd been using tape, and that'd have been a pain. But now I can do everything digitally. It's much easier to work with stuff, and it's enabled opportunity to where when at the church we needed somebody who could run a live stream, I knew how to do it. So it's stuff that I needed to have it when the time came, and that's the way it was.
And in truth, it's just like with me, with so much that I've gone through, both in the physical, the emotional, mental, all these things, because with the marriage and everything I went through, God had me prepared when the time came.
Yeah.
In fact, and I'm sure I've told you this, but I may not have told you this.
Yeah, we're going to tell you all.
So I went through a lot of brain surgeries. I've gone through seven, in fact. But three of them were in 1 month. This was in 2016. And I was also, I won't go into all the whole marriage thing, but I'll tell you this. I went out of my mind for just a moment for 3 days when I was going through part of it. And the Lord was showing through all this. I won't go through the whole story except to say that God was telling me that time was going to come. And I felt like the Lord was telling me through the Holy Spirit that it'll be within about a year's time or so that certain things are going to shut down. And we'll need to be prepared and ready to do things. Well, when that happened, I was ready. What happened in a year's time? Well, it was 2019. 2020, what happened? COVID and all those other things. Now, I am not saying, thus saith the Lord, and that COVID was going to happen. No, but God was telling me that people are going to try to start shutting down things with the churches and all that. And the Lord told me to be prepared as a pastor.
Yeah.
Be prepared. And I started getting prepared through him, who was getting prepared because of the college and all that stuff. So God was getting me prepared, even though I didn't quite understand what God was talking about. He knew.
Yeah.
And he had me ready. So.
Yeah.
So sometimes.
He's putting stuff in place, even when we don't know it.
That's right.
I lost a little bit of my green screen behind me. I'll hide it with my arm.
So God is like setting up chess when other people are playing checkers.
he's playing three-dimensional chess.
Three-dimensional, like Spock.
So, yeah. But that's probably a good time to wrap this up. So yes. I'll let you all know this podcast is part of the Neverland Podcast Network of Podcasts. Well, or the Neverland Network of Podcasts would be the overall thing. Found at neverlandpodcast.com. Make sure you check out the other shows, including church services, mainly just his sermons from Moment of Truth Bible Baptist Church. You'll find it on there. Also, the core show, The Fandom Nexus, is on there. And we're bringing back the Mighty Marvel Tooncast very, very soon with my wife. It's going to be fun. So I might even have to have you watch some shows with us sometime. It'd be fun. So that's all coming up on the network. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon or subscribe on this one, YouTube, wherever. Make sure you subscribe and share this and have some fun with us, because that's what we're all about, is fun and finding a little bit of meaning behind the fun. But we're going to wrap it up, and so I'm going to hit buttons and stop the recording. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
And we'll see you at the movies.
At the movies.
Yeah, which this one Ebert probably came up with, but we steal it.